Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
D10 plus 5! 14! That killed it.
Oh!
Combat's not over.
Yep, combat's not over. Tyler! The giant creature has gone down. Alec is still frothing.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just
and the ghoul died.
Well, honestly, Alec frothing at the mouth is not a
oh, you can act. Because I assume that's what you were holding for. Ryan getting owned.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine.
No, that was her make sure she doesn't fail because she's deaf.
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering if you take attack opportunity. To heal me. I was like,
can I just make my look?
I hit.
Hold on. I'm gonna see what goes on first, just in case there's anything that is weird and happens.
She brings Ryan up. He goes for Ryan. Ryan's dead again.
That's actually what might happen if he fails the will save.
27. There's always that rule. I guess I can throw my body.
77.
Yes.
So 27 out of that.
You're at 50.
50. I'm still down one.
Okay, so you guys have a round to get him one hit point.
Someone might want to shove one of his many potions down his throat.
Sure, I'll do that with my haste action.
Okay.
Three.
Roll a d8 plus one.
Six.
Cool. He's still dead. You coagulate enough. All right.
Do we realize he's a little bit more raged than you?
No.
No, not until his turn. Mm-hmm. Amanda, you're meandering. Ryan, you're fluttering open.
Oh, probably.
Alec.
Okay, what's my DC here?
20.
Okay.
What is it?
Plus 2 from rage. So
you're not raged, you're frenzied.
So I don't get the plus 2?
No.
Plus 4 from frenzy?
Nope. Frenzy does not add anything to Will's.
Sorry.
Nope.
Good luck.
Good luck.
So you need a 14 or better.
No, I need a 16 or better.
Oh,
good luck.
I need a 14 or better.
Hold on.
In there.
Let me see. Does prayer add plus 1 to everything?
Yes.
It adds plus 1 to saves.
Okay, so you need a 15. Good luck, Alec. Good luck.
Do you have your bennies, Ryan?
Start throwing them.
Say whoever's closest.
Mm-hmm. Whoever's closest, which is Ryan, because he's on the ground.
You know, every time you go please, it never works.
curse.
Blood for the blood god.
Curse!
You want to spend your Benny first, or should I spend mine?
It's up to you.
You spent two Benny.
Okay. Bom, bom! I don't want to kill you, so.
What's that?
I don't want you to kill me.
I would look at me like, I just...
Yeah, no! If I had my rage...
If you had your rage, I understand, Alec. But that's why it's slightly better.
Nah, fuck!
Nope, no. He's frenzied, not raging.
No. Does anyone else want to spend any bennies?
Not this turn, I want to see what happens.
You want me to kill Ryan and he stays dead?
Yes.
We've raised Ron back how many times?
But there's enough duct tape.
Fuck!
Oh, off by one.
It's not. Ryan's already down. Charge Felicity.
I'll give it to you because you guys have spent
four or five bennies on it. Okay.
I'll give you the one.
Thank you.
You're tired.
okay, so no, it's no different than usual.
Yeah.
You've got five bennies floating around you, like eye on stone.
No,
and then they take your rage away.
What? No, to everyone else it seemed normal. To me, I'm like, it was really hard to calm down this time.
No, the flowers growing on Ryan's skin.
Speaking of which, on the rock's turn,
they're pretty.
The rabbit retriever's turn.
No, on the frog's turn. Okay. Everyone takes one.
Everyone.
These three.
Okay.
You.
So. The ones with the flowers growing.
So far, that's been two of the 10 rounds.
You might want to chug a few more potions. Or have Jessica heal you.
Either way, actually, I'd prefer you heal me.
Does this look bad?
I'm probably just going to roll the D4s.
I don't know anything about plants. Okay.
I'll go ahead and roll the D4s now.
Okay.
You will also want to pump some healing into Steven.
It's already happened.
Well, I managed to calm down before I slaughtered anyone.
After five bennies.
And right. Andre giving us an additional plus one.
Yes.
Are you healing Steven?
No.
Okay.
He's healing himself?
He's healed 28.
He does that many D8 with his unarmed attack?
Yep.
Awesome.
Did he know I was like a level 40 monk?
Sweet.
I've just been holding back till now.
You really have been.
And you guys,
what's your con?
You guys will take an additional 17
like a
as the plants finish sprouting out of your skin. You've literally got like flowers.
You take additional 17
demonic flowers, but flowers.
Tyler, I'll need healing.
Everyone's gonna need healing.
I'm fine. Well, I'm
no. Either I need healing or I'm good.
What? I'm down 67.
I healed you 28.
I'll have 3 hit points.
I healed you 28. You should be up even after that.
I'll have 3 hit points.
But I'll heal you again.
Angry Orcus face.
I'm in pain.
Me too.
I have a question. Are we stopping after this?
34, Steven.
Or are we going someplace else?
You still have to kill the lady in charge.
Exactly, that's what I'm asking.
That hurt. Oh, we're afraid to punch her in the face.
Those flowers hurt. I've never been used as blood potting soil before.
All right, people. Who's down what?
I'm down 67.
I'm down 82.
I can't hear Ryan. Wait until she gets what? The range bonus back, and then go ahead and...
I am healing Ryan.
Yeah. Well, while you guys are healing, I'm going to go ahead and run the battle.
24.
Oh.
No.
How you doing, girl? Nice meet you.
That's a little better.
12.
How many down, Amanda?
68.
24 again. Alec. 25.
Okay. Puts me at 42. I'm
44.
Down.
I don't know.
21.
I think 19.
You need more?
I'm down 42. One more and should be good for now.
19.
Okay.
How about you, Amanda?
23.
29.
Down. That's it.
17, Amanda.
Alright.
17, Alec.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down.
I didn't need an additional healing, but okay.
No.
How much are you guys down?
Like, I don't know. Well, that'll
hit
me up anyway.
I'm down
19.
I'll be fine.
Six.
Okay.
Alec,
you heal 7.
Oh, man.
All right, let's punch open the door. Get some information.
How much more are you down, Steven?
Yes, let's do it without the DM.
I don't want to be healing you during combat.
I'm not going to be.
We'll go and bust the door down and kill her.
I'm going to be in
front of the story. Now we move back to town.
Okay.
And then we realize she has a big... She really hates humans.
Of course. She's actually a ranger cleric.
Yes.
No.
Human?
She went the ranged ranger cleric, and her bow is seeking.
And by the way, in Pathfinder, just to let you guys know, evil clerics' DPS skyrocketed.
Yeah, because they can do the...
Oh, yeah.
AoE thing. They just can't really have any allies unless they take the selective channeling feat.
Yeah. Holy crap!
They're the same allies, because they're just like, okay, you four people.
I spend time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or they just have undead.
Just have undead allies, then it's not worth it, it doesn't matter.
Alright, so.
You're hurting your enemies and healing your allies.
Yes. It's like Holy Nova.
No,
but
maybe.
Unholy Nova.
Alright, I have the two tanks up front, bust down the door.
He's still buffed. So.
Hooga chaka!
I guess I'm right there next to the.
I'm right behind.
Hold on. Actually, I'm going to be drawing it down there.
Well, why do you do that?
Oh, that's the dark.
Who let the dog out? Jessica.
What is this? Yeah, I would never drink it anyway.
Good!
What is it, Pepsi? Blood will feel basically like... Oh, no, it's Pepsi!
Like three quarters of the blood field.
I don't see why everybody didn't like it.
And I don't think the arena field is that big.
Huh?
I like Pepsi and...
Andre, how long is the arena
field? Like, what's the difference? It only tastes a wee bit different.
Different?
Coliseum.
Coliseum? It's... 300 feet, 100 yards.
So yeah, it would work perfectly.
Yep.
Are you guys talking about making Blood Bowl in my world?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. I figured.
Yeah. So yeah. We're not going to totally steal something from some other company. And use
plagiarize! Woo!
Hey, it's not plagiarism. We're not making money.
Yes, we're not making money.
Right, so. It's private use.
We're not making real money.
Technically, it's private use.
GW, my players are making fake money on your franchise. What would you like me to do?
You want me to tax them? You want me to give you some fake gold?
I can give you money in our world.
Yes.
Jesus. Wait, we have invested so much in your company that we view it as a freebie at this point. Lies. All right.
We figure you owe us for once.
Just meandering through it. Walk into a living room. Nice. Cushy sofa, small. Don't bother putting your minis there. I'm just moving Stormhammer to signify which way the team's moving.
Okay. Why does Stormhammer represent the team? Why can't I represent? Why does Stormhammer get all the glory? He's the paladin.
Because you just got owned. unless you want that. Maybe that's how you want to represent the team? Yeah, we get owned! Yeah!
Yeah, I like that idea.
Alright. Living room, plush sofa, nice carpet. Few pieces of artwork, a couple flowers.
We have a plushy sofa.
Plushy sofa.
There's a door to your right and a door straight ahead.
Straight ahead.
We should probably listen at the doors first.
Listen check.
Or notice at the doors, I should say.
Bum, bum, bum.
25.
You hear nothing.
Not even like crickets or breathing or wind or computers.
I gotta take
machine computers.
You hear lightning. You hear lightning.
Not thunder. Lightning.
Not thunder. Lightning. You hear the crackle of energy.
You're the main character in Final Fantasy 13. Guys, this
is lightning.
Strange.
Yep. Oh,
well, that's her nickname. All right. Well, I say we wait till the monk comes back from AFK and.
Just remember, this pin card's not valid.
But she's been AFK for more than a minute. We're going ahead without her.
Great. Kick.
So we can five man it. Six,
so,
hey, seven.
Stormhammer opening the door?
I pulled that earlier today.
Opening the door? Yes.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
Yes. Said,
Stormhammer now gets to give me a reflex. Okay, he fails.
Oh!
He dies.
Gets electrocuted for 10d6.
Hey, Ryan. Yeah, I did it earlier today.
I should have opened the door.
I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'm going to move on. Let's move on. I'll heal. As enhancement.
Dude, I hate enhancement healers. Especially when they're PvP spec'd and calling a Strathome with a tank that's spec'd. Terrible Frost. Anywho.
Terrible Frost.
Yes, I had a failed DK tank with a PvP enhanced Shammy healing.
Cool.
That was doomed to failure.
Yeah.
We didn't even down the first boss.
Ooh.
Anywho. Alright, so that's 33, so that puts him up to 65.
Is he still up?
Yep, because of Bear's endurance.
You want a potion?
Not gonna draw potions.
No, I have a cure.
All right. What is it?
Cure light. It's meant for stabilization, really, but
orange flavored.
Is he no longer going to?
He has now got 3 hit points.
Okay. And you look bad. Maybe you should stand a little farther.
Well, I am in metal armor.
How about I take the lead? You.
I'll check the next one for sure.
I'll hand him another cure light.
Thank you. Ew, raspberry.
That's what? Funny because that's my favorite flavor.
Oh, I can't stand raspberry.
I'm sorry, my favorite is raspberry. That's so good.
Raspberry?
Raspberry?
What? Fall asleep back there?
It's the name of the female lead in this guy.
This is what I'm like without with the Dr. Pepper, 44 Dr. Pepper.
She's a demon.
Imagine what I would be like without her right now.
Well, it'll be like Alec towards around 11. Sinking into couch.
Yes, I'm like that right now.
If we actually had a cat that wasn't fat and stinky, he'd probably be petting it as he fell asleep. Okay. So you guys going to open this door now?
He knows me well.
Look at the cat. Tana takes the lead, and then yes.
Tana, you open the door?
I'll have the undead search the door for traps.
Okay.
For more traps.
Yes.
Because obviously there are more. 21.
Looks safe.
Okay. What's my search check?
Just to be safe.
Just open the door. He's the professional rogue.
Looks safe.
It's a 16. So
you take 2 unhappy damage. Okay. Your mood soured slightly.
No, you mean
actually, when you touch the door handle, since there's still some residual electricity, it's me. All right.
It's a desk!
It's a bed.
Is it supposed to have 5 corners?
What in the world?
It's a Tesla coil! It actually is.
It's alive!
Oh, this is where she makes zombies.
Or something.
Or something. I will lay in it.
Yeah. You become a zombie dragon.
No, I'm immune to electricity, so I'll just be like, yeah.
Unfortunately, this isn't electricity, it's necrotic damage. They're the annoying ass scouts and the jousting bit in front of the Ice-Crown Citadel.
Oh, man.
They like to hide until you're fighting a commander on your own and then start necrocuting you.
It's a golem!
It's a giant flesh golem, which the head is animated. And then on the other side of the room is the remainder of the kitchen.
You forgot to put the pepper in the dinner last night.
The head kind of swivels and looks at the looks at you since you open the door.
Hi.
What language do you speak?
Tyler, you can give me an arcane check if you like.
Something.
Golems usually aren't intelligent.
Come here.
So this is rare.
Not really.
Is it talking to us?
No.
Oh, I thought you said hello.
He said hello. Said hello. And his response was.
Yeah, you might as well just break it. I'm not gonna be smarting with you.
I say damage peoples.
I just walk in,
I guess.
Right, you're kind of creepy.
I prod it.
Doesn't react. The head looks at you a little funny, though.
Poke it in the eye?
It tries to attack the thing that's poking it.
But there's bite damage. What you don't know is that his bite damage is keen and vocal.
And of course it's centered on Alec because I have to crit on Alec.
Alright, well let's go to the next room, guys.
No, I'm just doing a representation.
So these are like electric
things? Yeah, they're slowly coursing through him.
I'm gonna turn it off. Okay.
You should break one of the Tesla coils.
And I'm gonna break a Tesla coil.
Poor thing.
Maybe we should put it out of its misery.
Let's just go to the next room. It's a golem. They don't care.
But if we kill the necromancer, then they'll just be laying here forever.
He's a golem. He'll like it. You play Dragon Age.
I will pluck the flower off my arm and put it on its face. Pluck a flower off my arm.
You should stick it in its mouth like a, you know, like.
They put a flower in his mouth.
Wait, it's an orchid. Obviously, that demon was the origami killer.
And his
origami killer.
All right, so you guys move on to the next room. Leaving the poor flesh golem there to rot.
Hold on.
Come on.
I will search this one.
It's kind of like the dog water to it.
You fail at searching.
Yes, I do.
We have established this. You can just tell me to open the door if it's electricity.
Searching the door.
I'll also listen at it.
You were. I could listen better than that.
But you don't know that he failed. You don't hear
that. 17 on notice.
Don't hear
it. I mean, the other room had a testicle. That's why the door was electrocuted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously, that's it.
Alright, John, open the door. Make a reflex save.
The other one was an 18.
Okay, no, you don't actually make a reflex saving throw. You give me a fortitude save.
I was going to search the door myself.
You make a fortitude save. I'm not kidding. As soon as you contact the door, make a fortitude save. He's immune to poison.
Okay. 22?
22, you're fine.
Okay.
I'm going to go pee. You want to help me?
Oh, it's poison.
Well, I think that was the thing. While I'm still immune to it, open the door, wipe my hands off on the flesh golem.
Go into the other room to wipe your hand off.
No, I walk up to you, take your cloak.
Oh.
I don't want to do that.
It's alright, here we go.
Sweet, poison.
Yes.
My dagger in.
What kind of flowers were they?
Unfortunately, since you don't have poison making poison use, you have to make a reflex save.
Alright.
Or be poisoned myself?
Yes.
I was just checking to see if there was something down there.
No, I was punching the ground as well as slapping down.
Well, at first I thought it was Evie, and I was just like, you're beating that boy.
If he was touching you like that, I would kill him.
Evie would.
Notice he doesn't care about you like that.
Evie wouldn't be silent either.
Tyler can like being beat on, especially since his back hurts. Everything about Tyler hurts.
My life is pain!
This is kind of a small study area. And you can see that there's kind of plates piled up.
Let's just go open the
plates of food that, you know, they never took on.
Gotcha.
Okay. And you'll be able to move into this bedroom, and there will be a curb stomping, but let me see if I do anything important first.
31?
Yeah, you can hear a woman softly...
Okay, that was my search for traps.
Okay, you softly listen to traps. There is indeed a clicking whirring mechanism on it.
Ah.
The origami.
Origami killer.
It was fun to watch.
Anyone like to assist me in disabling?
It's about 6 or 7 feet long.
Is good to watch, I like not play.
Do you have disabled device?
Have you shaken a controller around?
No.
Who has disabled device? Someone was assisting me earlier.
Jessica, that is an action. You have to.
Tyler,
add plus 6 to it.
What?
Oh, do you have disabled device?
No.
Add plus 5 to it just naturally.
Do you have ranks in the skill?
No.
You can't use
it. Okay.
I do.
You assist me then.
Alright.
I'm gonna die. I failed with this.
Well, that's a 25 then.
25 on disabled device?
Yes.
You do it. You think you disable it.
Okay.
I look over.
Well, I did something.
Yeah. Do that.
The green one. What?
Yeah. Cut the green wire. These are gears. Green wire.
You can't find the green wire? I see it.
Alright, then go ahead and give me a... whoever opened
it. I'll open it.
Let me pack people in here for the impending curb stomping that might...
I'll open it from the side, though.
He's in the back, because...
Work the battle out.
Yeah, somewhat.
Why is Ron in the back? Because he has 3
10 hit points.
He has 10 hit points.
And then I will hold a haste spell.
Okay, holding a haste spell. Staying off the side, Steven, like more.
Are we deaf anymore?
Yes, you're still deaf.
What if I would get healed?
Where are you?
It takes time not healing.
You wanted to be in the back.
So you know what?
If we're still deaf, can you hand me the D100?
Oh.
A lot.
So that works.
You might roll for each time I cast a hero spell, and then you got a chance to start tracking hit points.
Awesome. Go for it.
What
is he doing? He didn't roll for the miscast chance because he's deaf.
Oh.
See if he needs to lose 20 hit points.
I bet he that.
Okay.
Otherwise, I
still lose 20 hit points. Amanda, you lose 17 hit points. Alec, you lose 17 hit points.
Wow, you are rolling that 20% awesomely.
Well, he healed like 20 times.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay.
Did you reroll my at second Benny time?
Oh, you want Benny again?
Yes, I do.
You're good.
I don't want to deal with the hit points right now.
Okay. So,
I didn't realize Stormhammer was that far down.
Yeah, he got electrocuted.
He wasn't that far down. He got electrocuted for 10d6 doing, like, 30-some on.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and give me a quick initiative check so you can quickly beat this woman to the ground. Tyler.
14, and I'm going to haste everyone before combat starts.
Alec.
7.
Amanda.
22.
Right before the door is open.
Ryan.
16.
Jessica.
19.
Steven.
17.
Stormhammer goes on 18. No, I'm sorry. Minus 3 because he's still in this evil wicked
place. Exactly.
Life.
I'm like,
Felicity. Goes on to
Is this 8. Your dad?
All right, top of the round. Amanda, go ahead. Go in and start butchering the woman.
Is she asleep?
No, she's standing there. She's softly... She's singing and combing her hair.
Okay.
That's not my point.
I know. What are you doing?
Sorry, I just think that's funny.
What?
She's
when I
charge,
effective.
I only have one attack.
Haste and
secret
too.
Can I charge to heal?
Yeah. Okay. Steven kills Tyler in the background.
Jungle love. Rio.
Power check 5.
Plus 2 for charge.
Your back is very tight. You need to have it worked. It's a good pain. You sissy.
28 and
yes.
18.
Yes.
Oh. Flat-footed mage who hasn't had time.
Flat-footed cleric who's not wearing armor.
I was looking at the picture.
Oh, okay.
As I told you, curb stomping.
You need to have that worked. No wonder you're freaking in pain.
Yes, I also need to go see a chiropractor.
42.
She's up to 42.
But those also cost more.
Okay, then go from 22. She screams like a girl. Jessica. She's indeed an incredibly pale woman.
Is she a human?
No, yeah, she's a human.
Does he recognize her?
No. Well, yeah, it was the woman who was referred to as mother.
Yeah, is she? She's alive.
She's alive. She's just a cultist.
Cool. Actually, she's a cult leader.
Yeah, she is a cult leader.
She's not just a cultist.
That's right.
Well,
takes some skill to lead a cult, you know. Got to meet every Thursday and preach for 4 hours about how Orcus is helpful.
That is difficult.
Without repeating yourself 6 billion times every week.
Have you ever been to a revival?
He grants your wishes.
A
he
what?
Grants your
a
wishes.
Revival.
He grants your
wishes. He kills 13.
Protestant churches when we get together and have a big old tent meeting.
Okay.
I use most of them.
Alright,
Steven.
Thank you. I move up and then full on attack the woman.
Lethal or subdual?
Subdual.
Okay.
If we want to, we can kill her later.
Oh, I lethal her.
We're supposed to say, we're crazy.
But so you don't have a choice.
Yeah,
round?
I don't
11.
Have a choice.
It's only the two of us.
Where's the plus
choice?
One coming from?
Ooh, because of haste, I hit with my third one.
Oh, okay.
I hit with all 5 attacks.
Okay. Rolling.
Oh, okay. Does electricity do anything to her?
Yes, she's human.
Somehow that electricity is subdual, by the way.
It's don't taste me, bro!
Yeah, it's insane.
It makes more sense than fire.
Yeah.
More acid.
29
burns
plus
dually.
35. So what is that? 29 plus 35
64.
Is, keep that. I have to add the rest of it now.
Wait.
5, 10, 15, 18 plus 21.
64
85.
Plus
85.
85
is a duel.
Okay, so she will be unconscious for... Day and a half. Okay.
Whack!
Aww.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
I wanted to hit her.
You can still do it.
La la la.
But that's
la, la.
She's unconscious, right? Yeah, because I'm trained like that. All right. She's only negative her hit points again.
Hey, guess what?
Negative 50 some odd, you know. It's not
I subdually beat her face into the ground.
just understand this. Fucking deity, lots of damage, annoyingness. Took it out on the cleric.
Alright.
Well, that's that, I guess.
I suppose we canvass the room for loot.
You will indeed find her armor and whatnot.
That you wasn't wearing.
Yeah, well, when you're in your house, you know, brushing your hair.
I use part of the rope that snapped from last week and tie her up just in case if she wakes up. Just in case this literally takes a day and a half.
Hey, is
that how long will it take
here?
For her to heal?
My cell phone, that's about it.
A few days.
By the way,
it's her hit point
Steven?
Per hour, so it'll take 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, that's what you're good at.
Yes, this is what I do. Things in VR I suck at. Going against an unarmored, unaware human.
All of us could finish her off.
I can't.
Depends on her level.
She's 50 hit points in a round.
She could be like a level 1 farmer.
You could be a level 1 cleric. We don't know.
You're adding to damage, right?
No, you see, you could crit with your sword.
So, she has a set of dark chainmail.
So plus 6.
That is quite exquisite.
And then plus 2 from your greatsword. So plus 8 to damage there. You did that one right.
Okay. She has a black heavy mace in the shape of the wand of Orcus.
Rounded down. Okay.
Or you, so basically. A 5 would still be plus 6 strength, right? Damage?
No, it would be plus 7.
Oh, 7? Okay. You do round up then, I guess.
No, you round down. 5 divided by 2 is 2.5.
That's right. And then you add. Okay, so yeah, so plus 7.
She has a large steel shield with a depiction of Orcus.
For this level? I thought you added your base attack points.
That's the hit.
Oh.
She has a ring.
So you have 8 plus 4 is 12. Plus 2.
She has 2 scrolls. 14.
Got that right. Plus 9.
Since you're a cleric, you can easily identify them. Cure Light Mass.
So base attack bonus is correct.
Okay. Alrighty.
And Doom.
Thank you.
Doom!
When I power attack 5, I add 10 to this, so it would be 18.
She has 795 gold pieces worth of jewelry.
When you're power attacking, you only add double what you're power attacking for. If you're using
850 gold pieces worth of fine clothing.
Weapon, it's just plus 5.
Okay. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And then 1,703 gold.
She poked.
How did you come up with that?
She spent some.
Okay.
And donations and tithing and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he rolled.
From the church.
That's right, the Church of Orcus.
Granted, it's an evil.
They won't
church.
Be able to build their next giant, big, magnificent temple. In the sewers.
She's the leader of the cult. She's not stealing from the church. She's just using it.
We're stealing from the church.
We're gonna burn this place as we leave. You kidding?
That's what you find.
Ooh, what we could do is burn this place as we leave, and then just somebody could move in here. Your wife could move in here.
Correct.
How do you break these circles of stuff?
Strong enough to spell magic, more Morakansis Junction, or you start hitting it with a sledgehammer.
Oh.
Although, you know, if the deity was watching that close, you're not sure you really want to try and break it with a sledgehammer.
Okay.
You want it to be an instant sever, not a...
not a slow, painful one.
So that way Orcus
where he looks back over and goes, oh, didn't get the message? Baylor. Get the
wrong
fuck up.
Side.
Yeah, right side.
No,
that is the right side. Pantheon's the lawfully one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, even if it wasn't on... He lost him to gambling, but he owes me one.
I kidnapped him. He's my bitch.
Well, what do we want to take forward to make sure that she's...
We're taking her.
Oh.
We're going to go give her to him. He can do whatever he wants with her.
You're going to give her to Bart?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing this for public... thing, not
well, yeah,
public.
But we can easily.
Actually, we could turn her in.
Yeah, to the.
No, true. We could just turn her in. We do remember the Brotherhood here.
Because Bart just wants us to get rid of her. He doesn't care if we...
You walked up and said, "Hi, who are 7 necromancers who are annoying you?" Skippy, Johnny, Susie. Why? We're going to go take them out. Okay. Cool.
Here's beneficial on both sides.
It's a mutually beneficial agreement.
We'll go turn her in.
He gives you 7 people who's annoying him and you take him out. He doesn't pay you. This is a fantastic deal.
Yeah.
And we get tons of good PR for doing this. Yeah. Not tons of, but good PR.
I'd say good tons of. Taking out necromancers all around the
world. Altering the timeline.
And we're actually the fact that there are actually people outside and necromancers out there.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
aren't going to know this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which means people like Bart are going to have to start hiding better or start killing people.
Well, why do I think hide's good enough anyways?
Yeah, the guard walk up to his house. Donk, 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 donk. Up walks a zombie. What do you want? Do you have an appointment? The zombie just talked to me.
Jerk.
Jerk. We demand to see the necromancer. The necromancer walks up with a vampire. The cleric walks up. Ha! Turn!
Remember, Andre, they're not in the city. Therefore, they're not illegal.
Yeah.
Turn! That's cute. Come inside. Let me show you the benefits of being dead. It's a lot of perks. You never have to poo again. Some days, that's important. Okay.
I say we burn everything as we leave. Just pile it all in the pile, light a match.
No.
Why not?
Did you see what he did to us the first time? What do you think he's going to do when we set his temple on fire?
No, don't set the temple on fire.
No, it's made out of stone.
And we go into here, the little chapel, put all the little pews together. And
no, those are wood.
Light it up.
Rip down the curtains from the chamber.
Right, you guys do that. I'm leaving.
Sure, I'll do that.
I think I already did enough bad by cutting her up, so.
I come in.
That poor innocent woman. Poor innocent cultist of. Yeah. Stormhammer's gonna stand behind and burn. Felicity's gonna get away from the paladin.
I stay. For once, I'm actually with the Brotherhood member and decide to burn, even though I sit there and look and be like, I hate you.
What? What did I do to you?
You were still part of that same organization when I had to be naked. You were still part of that same organization.
Well, in all fairness, you did it to plenty of our members.
They attacked us. You attacked me in my sleep. We gave them a chance to defend themselves. Where's your honor?
I didn't do it.
Bitch.
Did you realize I just saved your life less than 5 minutes ago? With that level of personality, I'm surprised hell hasn't gotten its grips on you yet.
I'm surprised about that, actually.
Anywho, Tyler, burn.
No, I'm hanging out. Where's the chick at?
I took her.
We're carrying her out.
Yes.
Are you guys... Are the undead guys going to go turn her in?
You're going to have the half-dragon, Tana, the outlaw, the undead...
Felicity, my wife.
And the chaotic evil typhoon.
Okay, you know what?
I think it sounds like a good idea.
Leave her with us and whatever she wants.
You mean leave her with the lawyer, the paladin, and the greyhound?
Actually, I'm going to turn into a human when we're turning her in.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be seen.
Do I really have that bad of a rep?
I grab her from you, Ryan, and just kind of hold her hoist over my shoulder. Yeah. I'm standing next to Tyler now.
Burning the place won't take.
I'm hanging out with the paladin.
All right,
and okay. Paladin and I are.
Okay, so you're watching us burn the place.
The person we turn in.
Mm-hmm.
He will of course get some rope and tie it across the entrance, and then he'll hang a sign that says "closed."
So, is the anti-personnel field up?
No, it is not.
Okay, so...
The caster seems to be under on hit points.
Okay, so we take her to the guard and turn her in.
All right, you guys will quickly take her to the guard and turn her in.
Let's take her to a reptile place.
Okay, right. So we stick to see silver or gold.
Information on some guard that's not dirty.
Hey, baby.
This might actually be difficult.
She's unconscious, right?
30.
30?
Well, I got there's 33.
Ooh, I think you two should find next Gordon.
Isn't it just successive number of 25, DC 25s?
Yeah. It's three.
Okay. Well then.
One, two, and three.
So, Steven, you make two in the time it takes him to make his one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Between the two of you, you guys can find that there's a Lieutenant Pearsall who is...
Pure?
Pure.
Did we
hear
something to him in the past?
Because
that name sounds familiar.
No,
that was
no. It was the Pure.
There's the Pure, and then there was Eversoul, which was in the Lake Castle game, who was a person who was gaining demigod
who was that
stats.
Guy? I can't remember his first name. The guy who's married to the werecat.
Thomas the Pure?
Thomas. That's Thomas. His first name.
Yeah, he was outcast.
Yeah, I know.
He was outcast except, because we planted something on him.
Yes, that's right.
His wife was a.
Except that.
Not anymore.
The timeline has been changed.
Yes.
We planted something on him this way.
So instead of him, you know, actually. Legally committing a crime, you guys just framed a good guy. And then expulsed him from the city.
That happens.
Anywho. Well, so everyone's turning Aaron?
Yeah.
No.
Who's
all turning Aaron?
I was going to dress up in a cool thing and then, like, tie her up and just drop her in front and then run away.
I disagree.
That would have been fun, but yes.
Can I just be the big guy carrying her?
So I want to know who all's doing it.
I will be there as...
Who's being banned, Tyler?
You.
Why?
Because you're Tana.
Until we build some PR with our group, we don't want you doing that.
Right, because me, myself, improving my own press is a bad thing.
The thing is, you're already changed. So if you show up like, yeah, I caught the person doing necromancy, they'll immediately investigate.
And they'll find that she was indeed doing necromancy.
Yeah.
Yes, but then the long investigation damages the PR growth.
I don't think so.
The reason why I say that you're banned is because the first thing they're going to do is go, ha ha, yeah right, you're under arrest.
Okay, that reason I can get along with it is just being stupid.
The idea is for, you know, the people who are reputable enough... And not a typling, they can't disguise themselves. You can disguise yourself best if you can come along.
No, I use that spell, so I can't.
Yeah. I can disguise myself.
And I'm undead.
By the way, Stephen, long investigations will be off. They get
you
want to
take
newspaper.
The slow-mo?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Not necessarily. Keep in mind, the city's corrupt.
Okay, peoples.
Yes.
Let me finish.
Okay.
No.
Screw you
two. You four are going, and the paladin. We get it.
And, I lost my train of thought. And then we built... The reason why Tom's going to get rep for it
is because I can't disguise myself.
I was going to
spend the minions in for the rumor mill as to who did it.
Okay. I can deal with that.
Jungler.
Do I know this person, by the way?
Her? Yes. You've seen her a few times at some bars.
Cool.
Boy, the pure?
No.
Her?
The lady we just curb stomped.
Cool.
We've seen her a few times. She's part of the high life.
Cool.
If you remember correctly, she's one of the daughters of the 13.
13.
Platinum.
Houses.
I know, which one?
Wow.
Shoot.
It was the militaristic one. I think it was the...
Oh, they changed their name because of the thing?
No.
No.
That's a different family.
I think it was the Steel Blades or something like that.
You're thinking of the ones that the demons sold the blades to.
Yeah.
They didn't change their name.
That's their last name.
Well, no, I was thinking Kirkin, weren't they?
Kirkin?
They're dead.
No.
I know
no,
they're
dead.
No,
they were Drow Silk Import.
But that was the one that Stephen was working for.
Yes, now he's working for the Kirkwoods.
Oh.
The wonderful Lycanthropes.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so this will be dirt on the House of...
Silver Blade.
Yeah, I can get you the name.
Or whatever, but the thing is...
Something like that.
Since we're building PR off this is before we go turn around, by the way. We're gonna make enemies of that house.
Are
you guys okay with that? Because they're the military people.
Do you really want to just do the house, not just her?
Can we find out if they were
she's
disgraced by her?
Yes, I realize that.
Anyways,
they're really close to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like to
you
the.
But just because you.
You can give me a gather information. To find out
because someone falls out from the family. Because
they might not care if we turn her in
that's
if they
idea.
Didn't
what's
like her.
What's the DC?
If you can try that.
That's a good idea.
No, I didn't make that one.
If not, then, well.
What you're saying is like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm like,
I make
it
that
does.
One.
It could. All
right.
I made one.
Between the two of you guys will actually get four successes. At the base three, you will find that she is the eldest daughter. She
is not necessarily married, although it is rumored that she is courting one of the sons of a senator. In addition, she is one of the most cherished children of the city. Of the city.
Wow.
You know, sort of like, you know, the mayor's daughter, how she goes around and helps the orphanages type crap. The bathroom.
Okay.
So she's the easiest to take out, but there, could hurt us the most.
Hmm?
Besides finding her there, do we have any other evidence towards this?
There's her mace.
You know, we might have if we hadn't set it on fire.
Oh, wee.
We have plenty of her equipment that have Orcus's symbol on it.
Yeah, but they'll just believe that's planted.
You guys plant evidence? Never!
But we're not!
They don't know that.
We'll just go give her to Bart and let him do whatever he wants to do.
Will they believe the paladin that came with us?
Probably. Well, the guard might. The problem is, if she's liked by the entire city...
She'll just get released.
Yep. Especially since she's a Platinum House daughter.
And then we'll have a serious enemy. Actually, we go to the guard who is what was it, Purcell?
Lieutenant Purcell.
Is Purcell, let's see, so he's actually good at... We'll just go to the guard and tell him what went on.
And he's trying to help the city, I assume, right?
Yeah, you guys were looking for a good guy, not a corrupt, sleazy son of a bitch. I assume that help the city is under good.
Yes.
We'll go to him.
Well, I don't know. Good at this point. Purge! Fire and brimstone!
Well, that's what it was before. Remember when demons were in charge?
That's right.
Devils, I'm sorry.
So, I say we go to him, talk to him, and see what he has to say.
And remember, adventurers are banned.
Yeah, we're not adventurers. I'm a bloodhound.
He just totally did what adventurers did.
Yes, but I'm a bloodhound. I went and hunted down...
Yeah, see,
enemies.
Just because I took this prestige class, I'm immune to that kind of crap.
No, I just have justification.
I'm a vigilante.
I hunted down... and we have vigilante.
I'm supposed to be kind of, sort of, against the law sometimes.
We hunted down an enemy to the city. It just
I'm
happened
not
to be also
there.
A cherished of the city.
Actually, you are here to discuss.
Yeah, to discuss, but when you turn around, I won't be.
We just hunted down an enemy of the city.
Yes, but we weren't into or anything. And it's not really an enemy of the city.
She's a necromancer. They're an enemy of the city.
She's actually a cultist of Orcus.
Which is undead, which means she's a necromancer.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Debate all you want. GM enjoys roleplay.
Necromancy?
No.
Oh.
No. That's a golem. That actually happens a lot at the Wizards College.
Yeah, we'll just take fleshy parts that are no longer living.
You have to stick them together.
Hmm? Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like an abomination.
What are they?
But
it's like a little resu pack.
Somehow.
It's a flesh construct, not...
I get there to learn.
If we don't want to turn her in, I can just go give it to Bart. Bart, we want to have to have an extra volunteer.
We could do that.
We could do that.
This could have been...
The only problem is then we just did all this and didn't gain any PR for it. Yeah.
We might not get rep anyways now that we've changed history.
What if we get extra rep from Bart?
With what she did...
But then there'll be like, oh, it was an adventuring party. Oh, this is an adventuring party. We shouldn't like them anyways. Yeah, they got us a necromancer, but ooh, it's a
you'd be hard pressed to call us an adventurer.
Yeah, as well as he's sitting here kind of going, either they're all mass delusional or there is something to this.
Who's what?
Oh, because she doesn't know we changed history.
She was there in the time vortex.
Okay, I'm assuming that our deafness is worn off now so we can talk.
No, you've just been screaming.
No, no signs.
Yeah, we're all talking.
There has been several hours of,
burning.
Gathering information, which probably took a little while.
Okay, well, we at least have...
I'm looking for... Dude,
okay.
I'm right here.
We have at least 8 more hours until she wakes up.
Bitch!
Bless you.
Bitch!
The evidence we have...
Bitch!
That's your third time.
Or what you saw. Undead guy.
What did I see?
You could be a witness, that would be difficult.
Oh.
That would be possible.
I could,
yeah, but that would be difficult.
I could disguise myself, and I would need some... What's that thing that disguises any stuff that you have on you?
Mysterious aura?
Yeah, just...
You know they just don't have any magic on you.
What are you going to court?
Yeah.
or even more amusing, they just have an anti-magic field inside the courtroom.
Right,
the one sanctioned.
Where'd he go?
And if it's sanctioned, it's not going to ever go away. Ryan, I'm sorry.
I pop out of existence forever.
Until the city crashes.
Uh-oh. Actually, no. The city moves.
Oh, that's true. I would pop out of existence for 2 seconds, go back at the door. Or 6 seconds, go back at the door.
Well, depends if it's rotating this way or this way.
It depends on where you are.
Well,
you can pop out on the other side of the building.
After like a minute.
Pop out in the wall.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
The courthouse is actually on its own little island.
Oh. Pop out in a wall. Bounces back into the anti-magic. It pops out in the wall. So basically you die, and then a zombie keeps popping out of the wall.
Alright, so let's just go to the garden and ask him what he wants, what he suggests, because he's pure.
I think we need more evidence first. Did you have any written materials?
No, not really.
Didn't we burn them all?
No,
you burned all the stuff in
here. We didn't burn the actual temple, we just burned the chapel.
You mean we didn't burn her place, we didn't burn this part, we burned that part.
We didn't burn anything on the other side of the magical door.
Okay.
She didn't have anything in there?
No, not really. She didn't keep documents. How dare her wisdom be her high stat?
I don't know that
way. As a cleric? Never.
Say, so we could give them the location
if they
find
what
the
sigils on the floor that I was
flipping. Interesting, but that's about it.
All she left you was denied that she was there.
Is there, is there any way to speak with this flesh golem?
No.
Nope.
It's not intelligent. You can talk to it all you want. It'll just like...
It can't even tell you what it saw because it doesn't have a memory. It's got a dash for the intelligence stat.
It doesn't have a memory?
No, it just doesn't respond.
Wow. Yeah.
How does it remember what it was told?
It executes the command.
It's like a computer.
It's a reflex.
So it's magical.
Yes, it is.
It's like a computer. A computer itself cannot
it's
remember what
like
it's done.
It's not like a computer because the computer would not remember. A computer keeps logs.
It doesn't actually remember. It has written records.
This is
you
a pointless argument.
Brian.
This is what we do.
The future is Golem computers.
Okay, it's better than paper mache computers.
It gains intelligence. Crash. And the computer golem turns chaotic evil. Oh, you're just about to finish? Crash.
You thought you saved?
Just before the save point?
Right, I'm
so,
using Apple.
I would think it would make an excellent protection, though, if someone tries to hack.
It starts eating their computer.
I say we to go to the guard and see what he recommends. Because it's actually a good person.
Yeah, that's totally
yeah, talk
great
about
idea.
The good person, about how we could just give him to Bartholomew.
No, we don't talk about that. We ask
what
her,
we should do.
It's like, hey, we've caught her doing this, we realize who she is. What do we do? And he might say, well, imagine you never did it.
Nah.
At which point we take care of her as a mystery.
Gotcha.
Bart will have another volunteer.
Nope.
Yes.
Whatever.
That sounds good.
I'm fine with that, I guess.
Without the girl in tow.
Show of hands, who wants to go talk to the guard?
Well, I don't want
to
go talk to the guard.
Who is going to
Who recommends speaking with the guard?
I do.
Alright. Yeah, he's happy.
She's not allowed to get the guard involved.
Yeah.
Oh.
No! Yeah. Democracy wins. Is democracy a rogue government? Alright, so who's the one who's going up and speaking?
I don't know, if I kill him enough,
human.
Then the democracy goes back in my favor.
I say the human.
Alright, then let me turn my chair around and face Tyler.
You eventually find him, since it's about nighttime at this point, because there was a cult meeting. There's dinner, a cult meeting, and then purging, some time spent there, and then walking back out. So it's nighttime.
Time matters not to us.
You see him, of course, standing alone next to a light pole. Mist is kind of rolling in off the river, and he's sitting there flipping a coin. How very...
I rolled his quirk, okay?
Ryan, you have to swoop in now. Knock him into a vat of something.
How very cliche of you, Andre.
I thought it was perfect. I was
well,
like,
I don't
quirk number 37. Flips a coin. Okay.
Does he have a rage problem?
Just so you know, I do follow him, her, it.
It's not just me.
The time link, Siphiria.
Paladin.
I just don't actually talk to anyone. I'm up on the rooftops watching from afar.
Okay.
That's fine. The comic book, of course, shows you, you know, silhouetted.
Just in case something goes wrong or something.
Okay, by the way, I just have to say, I'm at a bar getting drunk.
I'm at a bar getting drunk!
There are chicks there.
Are you having sex with them?
You will walk up.
Ogres, yeah. I have a dagger.
He kind of looks you guys over, casting a skeptical look, going, well, usually whenever four people walk up against one, something isn't right. How can I help you guys?
We have a problem.
I figure that's why you're talking to a guardsman.
Of the big variety.
You'd have to do a lot to match my days.
And
he probably is older, probably in his 40s or 50s. Okay.
And
youngin.
Some of my friends tell me you're like the one of the few wild guards in the town.
I've been around.
Okay.
Seen a lot of stuff.
Well, we found... Is there anyone around listening?
I don't see anyone.
What kind of luck?
No, there is no one around. As you can see, Ricardo dragging someone off into an alley. It is completely silent. There aren't even any lights on in the nearby buildings.
Well, if he'll allow me, I'll whisper what happened to him. Well, more like we found. Okay.
Arm's length. Thank you.
Okay. I'll tell him.
More than a free five away.
We found. Fine. Here, I hand him a note. I'm not saying this out loud.
He takes out a little spectacle.
The way it was worded, we had a tip that from some of the other people around here.
What's the problem?
That's not a problem.
They're subject to the law.
You don't think they're just going to get released just with who they are?
She might. What's your other choice? Killer in cold blood?
No, it won't be cold blood.
Well, anyway...
We're going to leave her imprisoned.
What, I know about the process on her. Is there anything we would need?
It would cause an investigation, at which point becomes the guard's problem.
Okay. I think we hand it over to the guard.
All right. Do you want us to go get her and bring her here, or do you want to come with us?
No, you bring her here. I don't walk down a dark alley with a group of four people ever.
That's probably why you're still alive. Smart man!
Oh crap, guard.
Or in a safer location in which to do the handover.
Meet me at my post.
That's here.
Which
right?
is.
Yeah. He points to one of the guard stations.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll go get her and keep her. We didn't take her stuff off. Okay, people? It will be needed as evidence.
Except for the money and her dresses and her jewelry.
That's fine. Pick it
cash value was totally taken.
We're totally not adventurers.
We walk into a shop. We cut this miscellaneous crap to sell you. Where did you get all this?
My grandmother died.
Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives.
You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.